This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
I'm delighted to welcome our next guest onto the show, Liz Gatherer of Weddition magazine.
Hi there.
Hi Liz. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be doing what you're doing today?
Well, I was a nanny, actually, and was a nanny for about 16 years, and I felt like I wanted a change, and in planning my own wedding with my husband Kai, I spotted a gap in the market and created Weddition, which is a personalised wedding magazine. I style it to the couple's colour scheme and theme, and they can include anything they want in it, perhaps their order service, their menu, proposal story, couple's photos, and they give it on the day as a favour to their guests. It can also be used as an invitation, and it's really taken off because no one else seems to be doing it, just me at the moment.
They look amazing. They're all.
Thank you.
You've got a few on the table. They look absolutely gorgeous.
Thank
Can they choose the content, or do you guide them?
We work together. Some of my customers, they see the magazine samples that I show them, and they know that they absolutely want it, but they're not really quite sure. Sometimes they say to me, how can I film my magazine? And I say, it's easy, believe me. So a lot of my couples will choose to have, that they'll start off the magazine with some couples' photos, just their favourite photos throughout their relationship. They might have their proposal story in there. Most of my couples are really keen on the venue that they're getting married in, and they're really interested in the history. So that's something I do as well. I'll research the history of the venue and then write an article for them and include some really beautiful pictures, but some couples have a really clear idea of what they would like. I had a couple who wanted to include their dog because she couldn't be there on the day of the wedding. It just wasn't practical, so I wrote an article for them from the dog's point of view about how she felt about her mummy and daddy getting married, and that proved really, really popular with the guests. And since then I've written many articles from the pet's point of view, including degus, hamsters, cats, and I've got some goldfish in the pipeline at the moment. So it's really good fun, really versatile what can be included.
Obviously, Mandy asked you earlier what you were doing before. I didn't know that until you said earlier, because I was thinking about this last night when I was looking at your website. I wonder what you'd done before, because the magazine looks amazing. You know, obviously, it reads well, and the styling's fantastic. I wondered if you'd had a background in, say, graphic design or creative writing, but clearly not from what you've said. But have you sort of brought your own skills to the magazine, or have you bought in?
Well, I'm a very determined young lady, to say the least. When I want something, I try as hard as I possibly can to achieve it. So I do not have a background in graphic design, advertising, PR, everything that comes with running a company.
Yeah.
I'm actually just going with my gut feeling. I'm learning every single day is a learning process. At the very beginning, I employed a graphic designer to help me with the initial design. I also did online tutorials. I got someone to come in and give me some private lessons, and now I feel pretty confident at doing it all myself.
I mean, you said you spotted a gap in the market. It was kind of by accident, wasn't it? Because you wanted to do something for your own wedding, and
people sort of admired
it, and it, you know, then you found the gap in the market that way, I think.
Yeah, well, so my partner Kai and I, we got married at Farnham Castle, which has got a really interesting history, and we've been to a lot of weddings where afterwards we looked at the photos and we actually didn't recognise where the bride and groom were, and there wasn't really a connection between the venue and the guests. So I wanted to share the history of Farnham Castle with our guests, and that's how I came up with the idea for the magazine. And I thought, there's so much more we can include in there. Perhaps we can introduce our wedding party, which we did. Great icebreaker for our guests. And it was so well received by our friends and family. They really encouraged me to try and make it into a business. And I did my first wedding fair in March last year. And just a few weeks ago, I won the national title for Best Newcomer at the Wedding Industry Awards. So I'm really proud of that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's really good. I mean, obviously that now means, presumably, you're going to become really busy. And I was wondering how you're going to sort of scale this up. If you're doing everything yourself, is that the next challenge, really?
I'm taking every day as it comes. At the moment, I can cope with the workload. Perhaps in the future, I might have to say I'm limited to a certain amount of weddings per year.
Yeah.
I've got at least 30 booked in for this year, but I'm working on 5 at the moment, and their deadlines are due in the next month or so. But I'm coping with the pace very, very well at the moment. But I hope that as the company expands, I will be able to then employ other people,
yeah.
And, you know, it'll grow organically. But yeah, at the moment it's fine on my own, but the future might mean I can get some other people to help me.
Yeah, subcontract the creative writing or the graphic design or something, presumably. Fantastic.
Wow. I wish that I had them I got married, but I'm thinking, what about an anniversary magazine?
Yes. Yeah. So
we've got another anniversary coming out. I mean, they look amazing, and I would love to be able to choose the content.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I said earlier about growing organically, and I'm hoping that's what will happen. My customers will start having children,
yeah.
And they will come back to me and they will ask me to produce
birthdays.
Something for the christening, the naming ceremony, birthdays, special wedding. In fact, I have just recently had an inquiry for a silver wedding anniversary. She hasn't booked me yet, but her anniversary isn't till late next year, so there's still plenty of time there. But I've also just done my first corporate version, so that was for Kiko Matthews, who is currently, I believe, on day 5, rowing single-handedly across the Atlantic, which is 3,000 miles. So I produced a magazine for her charity fundraiser, and it included all the auction and raffle prizes, as well as background on her charity, King's College Hospital, that she's raising money for. So it's really versatile. It's not just weddings. I can do other stuff as well.
How did that come about? That's not a natural sort of connection, really, is it?
So one of the unique things about Weddition is it has the ability to pay for itself. I work with my couple of suppliers, and I offer them advertising space in the back of the magazines in return for discounts. And one of my customers, suppliers, Peachy Productions, they do not just weddings, but, you know, they set up stages for music events, things like that, and they were helping Kiko organise her charity event. And the lady at Peachy Productions, Olivia, she thought of me and contacted me, and that's how that magazine came about. But I hope from there onwards, perhaps she will recommend me to more clients, and the word will spread.
God, the opportunities are endless, really,
yes,
aren't they?
Are. Yeah, they are. Most people that that have bought into it so far, have they gone for kind of the invitation format, or the favour on the day, or the thank you sort of format?
I find most of my couples have gone for favours, and I believe it's because if you say you're a florist or a photographer, everyone knows immediately what that is. I say I make a personalised wedding magazine, and people don't always get it straight away. I have to physically have the product in my hand. And of course, my first few wedding fairs, the Weddition magazines I was showing everyone, they were as favours.
Yeah.
But quite early on, I did get a customer who asked me, could I make it as an invitation? Yes, of course. And since then, since I've shown her example magazine to others, I've had more people come forward and ask me to make invitations. So at the moment, most of them are favours, but I can certainly see the invitation side of things is really taking off. I've got a couple of festival weddings I'm doing at the moment, plus I've got a destination wedding too, because of course it's ideal for those kind of weddings when there's a lot of information to give to your guests, such as flight times, hotel choices, menu choices, maybe an idea of what there is to do in the area. All those sort of things can be included very simply in this magazine, rather than lots of different bits of pieces of paper, which is often what can happen with festival weddings or
yeah.
weekend weddings.
What's the print deadline then for?
So I give my customers, obviously when you're planning a wedding, it's a really big deal, and it takes up a lot of your time. So I say to my customers they should allow about 3 months. That's more for them than it is for me, because I want them to really enjoy the process of collecting photographs and giving me information for their magazine. So I give them a deadline of about 4 weeks before their wedding as to when they should have the final content submitted to me, and then I deliver the magazine between 1 or 2 weeks before their wedding. It depends on the couple and how eager they are to get it, but I don't want them to feel panicked or that it's, you know, they're rushing to get information to me, or that the magazine is going to be printed too late. I make sure everything is done in good time, yeah, for their wedding day.
What's so lovely about this magazine is that it's so personal, and every magazine is going to be different, and mm-hmm, every bride and groom is looking for something authentic at their wedding, yes, and it becomes increasingly more difficult. But nothing can be more authentic than your own personal magazine.
That's right. I've got some examples here with me today, and you can see how different they all are. Some of them are more rustic looking. I've got one that has nods to Disney. I've got a Christmas themed one. So they're all really individual and unique to the couple. And as part of the process, I print off hard copies for the couple to check. So quite early on, they'll give me, I'll know from the beginning what colours they want me to use and what theme, if there's going to be a theme, and then I will print one off and send it to them so that they can see how the design is developing. And it's also a good way to make sure that I am using the right colours, because obviously there's many different shades of blush pink and, yeah, and blue and purple. So it's good they get to see the magazine progressing, and they feel that they have an input as well, because they can say, oh, can I swap this page for that one, or maybe could you change that colour font for me. So I feel like we work on it together a little bit as well.
That's great, actually. And I'm just thinking about the content. I mean, I suppose if people use it as a thank you, mm-hmm, then they can include photographs from the day, can't they?
Yes.
And they've got a little bit more time to play with afterwards then.
That's right. As a thank you, it works really well. You can have, obviously, the professional photographs.
Yeah.
I can do the speeches in there, because quite often you'll be a guest at the wedding, you'll listen to the speech, it's very funny, and then it's all forgotten. But if you have the speech printed in the thank you, especially if it's a particularly funny one, I think it's nice to have it in there. You can have comments from guests, perhaps special memories that they've had of the day. So the bride and groom, obviously, they can't be everywhere at every moment. So it's nice sometimes to contact your guests afterwards and say, can you tell me your favourite thing about our special day? And it can really surprise you at what people remember and what they say. And so as a thank you, it does work really well. I'm still waiting for my first thank you customer to come along. I've had lots of interest in it, but I haven't printed one yet.
That's quite a nice way for the couple to remember the day, though, actually, mm-hmm, isn't it? Because they can't be everywhere all at once. So if people are making random comments, that then it goes into the magazine. That's a good way for them to remember it.
Well, actually, we went to a wedding at Farnham Castle, strangely enough, last year, and the best man read a poem out that he'd written specifically for the bride and groom. And if that was in print, mm-hmm, it would be great, because we can't remember it. We haven't recorded it.
That's right, yeah.
So
yeah,
that's a fantastic idea.
And also, it's quite popular these days to ask your guests to contribute to your honeymoon. So if you use Reddition as a thank you, you can also include photographs and a diary from your honeymoon. And then it really makes them feel even, I suppose, more closer and, you know, to what they've helped, to what they've put their money towards. As a thank you, there's certainly plenty of things you can put in there.
They do look lovely, don't they?
They do. There's so much potential there. Yeah, I was sort of reading all about it last night. I thought, God, this is so exciting.
I know.
And just sort of quickly on costs, it's $399, is that right?
It is, yeah. I'm really undercharging at the moment. Graphic designers keep telling me I really should be charging more. But at the moment, I need to get the brand and the product out there. I need people to recognise what I'm doing. So $399, obviously a lot of that is my design time. I do get some people ask me, can you print? So $399 is for a 16 page magazine, and you get 50 copies. And sometimes I'll get someone ask me, well, can you print less than 50? And I say, well, yes, I can, but it still takes me the same amount of time.
Of course.
So that is the minimum price. And I do find most of my couples like to increase their magazines. Yeah. They like to have an extra 4 pages. So most of the magazines...
Oh, increase the size, yeah, not the quantity.
That's right. Yes, they do. 50 seems to be the right number because it's generally one magazine between two guests.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I mean, some of my customers do order more. I've got a couple that have ordered 70. But most of my couples are quite happy with 50 magazines.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. I think we're running out of time now. It's been really, really interesting talking about this. Yeah, as I say, unfortunately we're running out of time. So just to finish off, could you just let our listeners how to find you?
Yes, so if you take a look at my website, it's wedition.co.uk, or you can email me liz@wedition.co.uk.
Brilliant. Well, I wish you every success with it. I think it's a really exciting concept. So that was Liz Gatherer of Wedition Magazine.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklynsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklyn's Radio. Just Women is just what you need.